If you don't want people on your land, let them know with no trespassing signs. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Post your signs in places that are easy to see and make your intentions clear as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It should be obvious to people that they shouldn't hunt, fish, or simply wander onto private property without the owner's permission. But we don't live in a perfect world, and sometimes folks honestly don't know that they've crossed onto your land. Posting no trespassing signs is one way to let the public know that they shouldn't be there. Most local law enforcement agencies require the posting of a no trespass sign before any enforcement action will be taken. Bob King is an agriculture specialist at Monroe Community College in Rochester, New York. He says before you put up any signs, it's important to be sure where your property begins and ends.
What we are seeing at times is that when people, as well-intended as they may be, they're trying to post their property to keep people from trespassing on it, they're actually posting signs on somebody else's property. So it's important that people understand their boundary lines, that when they're posting signs, that they're conspicuous, that they're following the laws within their state.
Hang signs on a fence post, a standing post, or a non-marketable tree. Don't fasten them super tight against a tree. Make sure there's a little bit of space so as the tree grows and expands, it won't pop off the sign. King recommends using nails or screws made of aluminum, which is a healthier material for the tree. After the signs are hung, don't forget about them.
It's advisable to make sure that people periodically check their signs within the year that they're posted to make sure that the sign's not torn down, that it's not damaged, that it's still legible, that the name and address of the owner or the point of contact is visible so all can see.
All signs posted on private land have to be a sufficient size so they're easily seen. You'll find no trespassing laws and signage for all 50 states at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.